So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. What if I told you we could still make money off of Home Alone?
I would fall in love with you and propose immediately.
Seriously?
I'm 100% serious.
I mean, I don't want that, but I do think we can make money off of Home Alone.
I'm gonna frickin' marry you.
Please don't.
It's happening.
Okay.
So how is this possible? I mean, Macaulay Culkin's like 16 or 17 at this point.
That's right, he's a full-on teenager now, and there's nothing cute about teenagers.
They're disgusting, so what do we do?
Well, I figure we could have the movie just be about some other kid.
Oh, like a relative of Kevin McAllister?
Nah, just a completely different kid.
So this is not like a sequel or a spin-off or anything?
It's not, no. We are gonna call it Home Alone 3, though.
Oh, misleading titles are tight, so what happens in this thing?
Well, we start the movie in Hong Kong.
What?
And we meet a group of four bad guys working for a North Korean terrorist organization.
What is going on?
And they get their hands on a top-secret microchip worth millions of dollars that can control missiles or something.
Yeah, I think you might have accidentally started to pitch me Die Hard 4.
No, sir, this is Home Alone 3. I'm just raising the stakes a bit.
Wow, well, it sure seems that way. The stakes used to be maybe two guys will steal a VCR.
Yeah, well, now it's maybe North Korea's gonna kill everyone.
Well, okay then. So tell me more about these bad guys.
Well, they're all pretty much the same generic evil person, but one of them is the lead generic evil person.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Not really, no. So anyway, to get through security, they hide the chip inside this toy car.
Okay.
But then an old lady accidentally takes their bag, so they have to follow her all the way to Chicago.
That's where the McAllisters are from.
That's right, and also completely irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
So they try to catch up to this old lady, but she gets in a cab.
Oh, she gets away.
Yeah, but one of the bad guys takes a picture of the cab with his secret glove spy camera.
He has a secret glove spy camera?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
I mean, yeah, but how did he get that past airport security?
I don't know.
Should've hidden the computer chip in his gloves.
Maybe. So anyway, this old lady ends up giving the toy car to the main character, Alex, for shoveling her driveway.
Oh, okay, I see. And does this Alex kid have a bunch of brothers and sisters like Kevin McAllister?
No, he just has one brother and one sister.
Okay, what's their deal?
Well, the brother's like really mean, but like cool in a 90s way.
Weird of you to specify the current decade.
And he also has a sister who looks like maybe she'd sacrifice herself on Vormir.
What was that?
What?
I don't know, it sounded like he said something.
I didn't.
Okay.
So anyway, then it turns out that Alex has chicken pox, so he can't go to school. But his parents really have to work, so he gets to stay home alone.
That's the name of the movie.
It sure is, sir.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
So is he like super excited to be home alone like Kevin was? Is he jumping around and stuff?
Nope, not really. He pretty much just goes to spy on his neighbors in a rear window kind of way.
Oh, a very Hitchcockian child.
Yeah, and so it turns out the bad guys have figured out which neighborhood the toy car is in, but not which specific house.
Okay.
So they rent a house in the neighborhood and they steal a dog and they set up a bunch of spy equipment.
What, they steal a dog?
Yeah, they steal a dog and walk it around the neighborhood to seem like normal citizens.
They steal a dog and then walk that dog around the neighborhood in which they stole it?
That's right.
And how'd they get the spy equipment? Was that on the plane too?
I don't know.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, so then Alex sees the bad guys doing sketchy stuff inside a neighbor's house, right?
Right.
So he calls the cops, but they show up too late and the bad guys get away.
Oh no.
Anyway, so then Alex sees the bad guys doing sketchy stuff inside a neighbor's house, right?
Right.
So he calls the cops, but they show up too late and the bad guys get away.
Right, yeah, you just walk me through that.
Yeah, well, the exact same thing happens twice in a row.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, we gotta pad the runtime somehow.
Exactly. So then Alex takes matters into his own hands and he goes to spy on the bad guys with the car.
What do you mean?
Well, he straps a camera on top of it. It has a little tape inside and everything.
That's okay, but how does he manage to see where it's going?
Well, he has a live feed from this camera that works at great distances. You know how consumer cameras work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure not like that.
Well, this one's gonna work like that. So then the bad guys chase the toy car for longer than you'd expect, and then they catch it.
Oh, so they get the microchip?
No, they take the tape first.
What?
And then Alex manages to uppercut one of them with the car and drive it away.
He uppercuts someone with a car?
That's what we're going with.
Fair enough.
So then Alex knows that the bad guys are gonna come to his house, so he sets up a bunch of traps.
Are the traps incredibly violent and require engineering skills he should in no way have?
You know it.
I love it.
Yeah, so they're gonna get electrocuted, have heavy things dropped on their heads, fall from really high up. It's gonna be a bloodbath, minus the blood.
So it's gonna be a bath.
It's gonna be a bath. One guy is gonna have a running lawnmower fall on his head, and it just gives him the wackiest haircut.
Oh, so that's what happens when you stick your head in a running lawnmower. I gotta give that a shot.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay, well, I'm still gonna do it.
If you insist. Also, one guy is gonna get hit in the groin area, and he's gonna be like, "You smacked my winky."
Okay, yeah, that's an appropriate response, I'd say.
Oh my, what is going on there, sir?
Oh yeah, that's just something that happens when a lot of my brain cells give up at once. It's nothing to worry about.
Well, okay then.
So how does the movie end?
Well, three of the generic bad guys get caught, but the lead generic bad guy is nowhere to be found.
Uh-oh, is it gonna be hard to track him down?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, the family has this parrot who has, like, a rich and comprehensive vocabulary, and he's gonna ride the toy car into an igloo and find the bad guy in there, and it also turns out that this thing was pre-rigged with fireworks, so the parrot lights a match and gets the heck out of Dodge.
Okay, okay, here's a question, though. What?
What's up?
So that's like a, that's a magical parrot.
Yeah, he's magic, so anyway.
Can we talk more about the parrot that's magic?
Oh, no, we can't, sorry. So anyway, what do you think of the movie?
Well, I think it sounds like kind of maybe a Home Alone film.
Yeah, it is, kind of.
And you know, we really should cash in now, because nobody's gonna care about Home Alone a couple of decades from now.
That's a good point.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Hey, so Disney Plus is a cool new thing. People are kind of freaking out about The Mandalorian, because that's where Baby Yoda lives. He lives in that show on Disney Plus. And if you're curious, you want to check out Disney Plus, you can hit the link in the description to start a free trial. It's free. It's a trial. Thanks again for watching, and as always, check back soon for a new video.